So Pitkins and air conditioners, Danielle Shane of us issue a foul. Okay, we are in Yoni Tzitzis, packet Yud Ches. Does everyone have packet Yud Ches in front of them? Yep, okay. Okay, so we're going to go now a new limud of Tzitzis. We did, you know, those who have been in the shiur the whole year, we've been doing Tzitzis, but we're now going to have a set of series of shiur specifically on Tcheles, which we didn't do touch at all during the, I mean, we didn't touch at all in terms of the identification of Tcheles and Tcheles Bizman Hazeh. And it's it became like one of these things, you know, one of these hot item topics. It's, you know, it's been close to 30 years now that this, the new, you know, Murex snail was, you know, was discussed in the context of Tcheles. And you know, of course, a lot of people, pro, con, you know, all the different different things to wear, not to wear, or the question of, well, what's the downside? Right? That's a lot of people are asking, what's the downside? You know, maybe it's right, so even if it's wrong, so what do you have to lose? Is there anything to lose? So we have to talk about that also. Well, what's the, you know, is there something to lose? So the Gemara in Menachos, here, page Pach Yudches, Mem Dalar Amral, Tan Rabbanon, Ki Lozon, Zeu Gufo Dome Liyam. Rashi, Gufo Mare Gufo. The goof of the chilozim looks like the yam. Looks what? Looks blue like the yam. Ubiyaso dome ledag, and it's the physiological situation looks like a fish. So does it mean it is a fish, or it looks like a fish, or it's similar to a fish? Because the new one, right, is more like a snail, right? The Murex, as opposed to a fish. So here it just says, no man, the dog. If you look in the Rambam for a second, the Rambam writes in Perek, Hilchasis Perek Beis, so he seems to say that it's a dog. It is a dog. It's a dog. It's not domel. I mean, the Gemara used lashon that it's domel a dog, but the Rambam seems to say no. It's a v'ola echa l'shivim shana. And it comes up on the surface once in 70 years. Ubedomos tzovim tchelis, and with its blood, you color the string or strings, whatever the sheep, the different sheep is, how much has to be tchelis. Ubedomos tzovim tchelis, lefichach dom of yikar. So therefore, it's expensive because, you know, the law of supply and demand is it's only going to be around once in 70 years. We're going to get a shipment once in 70 years from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the sea, then it's not going to be so cheap. So a part of this discussion, we'll get to it in a future packet, is, you know, how many of these, and we'll discuss that in the future packet about how many of these simanim fit the current day, discussion of Tchelis and the Murex. Does it have to be a fish? Does it come up once in 70 years? So that's going to be a part of the discussion. You know, are these simanim really shayach to the current day discussion? And many point out with our pashtus, it doesn't. It's not so simple. Do we even call this a suffix? In other words, is this a suffix? Is it not a suffix? And what's the din of So there's a fascinating, there's a sefer called Birkas Avraham on page 12. He was a Magid Shir in Kol Torah, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's yeshiva. He passed away not so long ago.
Of Erlinger.
Of Erlinger, right.
Two years ago.
So he has a discussion here in his volume on Rosh Hashanah on Lamed Gimel on the base. About when do you apply the concept of suffix d'oraisa l'chumrah? So let's take a look on page 13. The fascinating discussion here on page 13 regarding this topic. So let's look at the bottom of page 13. Shuv shamati m'shem Maran Hagril Diskin. The Yeshulim Diskin, that's all. שאמר מה שהיה מי שלפי דבר נמצא צוות חילס. So, again, you know, the controversy of Tchelis comes up every, you know, every, you know, several, every 50 years, and then another discussion, and they, you know, this is not the first time in history that there's been a Tchelis out there that people are discussing.
Once every 70 years, the comes up, just like the Tchelis, just like the Chazon, yeah.
That's right. The altar says, well, it's just like the Tchelis is supposed to come up every 70 years, so a new candidate from Tchelis comes up every 70 years. You know, the Ranzina Rebbe, Rav Herzog, others, and this new one. This new one is just about 30 years old. I remember when they had the first thing in Lamport Auditorium about this thing. So the Maril Diskin says like this: Sh'amar Mashahaya Misha Lefi Dvar Nimtza Tzevet Chelus L'Kay Mitzvah Tzitzis K'moshe Kosev. Somebody claims that he has Chelus. The Tanu Shagan Yeshua Stopping was there. It was, maybe it's a Sopik. I can't imagine that anyone really could say it's a Vadai, you know. So it's a Sopik. If you say Yeshua Stopping was there, but it's fake the Rice of Lachobra. But if you have a Sopik, shouldn't we employ the Klal of Sopik the Rice of Lachobra? Right? Well, in other words, what's the answer to this question? Everyone should be wearing it because there's a concept in halacha of safek derais l'chum. The Omar, so he responded, the Maril Diskin, she called him the safek derais at page 14. L'chumra hu shechayovim l'kayim ha-mitzvah bivados. They would say, I'm not sure if I benched or not. I ate k'day sviya. I had a very nice meal. I'm full as could be. And then I'm not sure whether I had bread, but I'm not sure. Did I bench? Did I not bench? Okay. So what's the din? Safek d'oraisa l'chumra. Because after I'll bench, either I bench before and it'll be the second time from benching, or I didn't bench at all and it'll be the first time, but now I certainly benched. So the safek is gone. After I went and did l'chumra, the safek is gone. But what if, even if I go l'chumra, the safek is still going to be there? I didn't take care of the safek. It's not like I'm not sure whether I'm supposed to bench or not. Did I bench? Did I not bench? Or now I'm going to bench again. The safek will still be there. Even if I'm going to do it, in other words, even if I'm going to put on the tcheles, nishar sofek, al zeh lo nemar sveka darais al chumra. So the Maril Diskin, Rabbi Shul Leib, says that you only say sofek darais al chumra as, in other words, it's a machlokes, we'll see, they'll be showing him whether it's a din darais or a din rabbanan, so sofek to say, something the Raisal Chumra, but it was only said in the case where after I take care of the Suffolk and I do the mitzvah or I repeat the benching if I'm not sure if I benched, now the Suffolk is gone. I took care of the Suffolk. But by Tchelis, even if you're going to put it on, right, you're still the Suffolk.
Is this klal that he says that it depends on whether you've gotten rid of the suffek? Is that generally accepted, or
It's right. It seems to be. We'll have to see. Is it generally accepted or not? That's going to be this packet to see if it's.
I'm not talking about tchelis in particular. I'm talking about in general. Is there
a right? It's general klal. So he's saying this general klal, and we have to see. Is there sources for it? Is it where does it come from?
This is a famous vort.
Yeah, it's a vort. Yeah. So the question is, what's the where does it come from, and how, where to apply it, where not to apply it, etc. But this is what he's saying. And now, so now the Sefer Birkas Avraham continues to explain and expound upon his idea. In other words, there is the Chavas Das is the Nesivus. So the Nesivus, we'll have to see more, but the Nesivus has a Yisod that even though it's Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rashba, whether Safek Daraisa L'Chumra is a Din Daraisa or a Din Darabanan, right? I'm not sure if this is treif or not. So I should need it. Safek Daraisa L'Chumra. But is that only a Din Daraisa, or is that even a Din Darabanan? Is it a Din Daraisa or a Din Darabanan? But the Chavos Das says, but when it comes to a mitzvah, was I mekayim the mitzvah or not? I'm not sure whether this matzah is kosher or not, or this matzah was made lishma, or these tzitzis are good, or this lulav is good. Is it murkav or not? So Chavos Das says that when it comes to mitzvahs, Safek daraisa l'chumra l'kulei almiz midaraisa. Right, that's the famous klal of the Chavos Das. And even though it's a machlokas rishonim by averus, if you don't know if this piece of meat is kosher or treif, so that's a machlokas whether safek daraisa is l'chumra and you don't eat it. As a machlokas whether that's a din daraisa din darabanan. But by mitzvahs, you mechuyev to do the mitzvah midaraisa, the machum sam.
Is it the distinction that you have nothing to lose by a mitzvah, but an avera you do have something to lose?
Let's see. Favaras rav yeshlomo piyachamus dasanal shupir shekshem shesvir leu the ramsh apol yisur yeshlo farish kumu b'mamze vadei v'lo mamze tofek. Right, the Rambam Shita is that when it's an Aveira, Midaraisa, you could do it. The Torah only asked Vaday Averis. As long as there's a Suffolk, you're allowed to do it. It might be an Aveira, but so what? A Suffolk Aveira is okay. Midarabanan, you can't. But Midaraisa, and that's learned out, we'll point it out, it says Mamzer Vaday, Velo Mamzer Suffolk. Vol Yover Mamzer Bekal Hashem. Mamzer vadei, v'lo mamzer safek. She'odem etzuva rak al mamzer vadei. Ve'inu etzuva safek.
Rabbi Hanan has that.
Yeah. So Mo came to mitzvah. Yishlomo, the mitzvah she yehem mitzvah vadois. Kol zman she yesh safek ve'in mitzvah vadois o yotzi yidei chovasa. V'chein chayim l'hachmer. So when it comes to an Avera, the Torah said, don't eat treif. The Torah meant vadai treif. Don't put on shatnas. The Torah meant vadai shatnas. So Kumo came in mitzvahs. Yesh lomo, the mitzvah shehe mitzvah vadais. holds man she suffering being mitzvah does or yotzei yidei chavasa. Whereas the Torah says, put on tefillin, put on vaday tefillin. So if you're not sure, you have to. But if after you're going to put on the tefillin or the tzitzis or whatever you're going to put on, you're still besafek. Why do we have to be machmir by mitzvahs? Because just like when the Torah said don't do an avera, it meant only an avadai avera is asur, but a safek avera is mutter. When the Torah told me to do a mitzvah, the Torah is saying I want you to put on tzitzis, vadai tzitzis. I want you to put on tefillin, vadai tefillin. And if you're only putting on suffix tefillin with suffix tzitzis, then you're not mechuyif to do that. So that's why, even if after you do it, you're still going to be besuffic, then what did you accomplish? That's
Rabbi, we do this all the time with Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. I mean, those who wear Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, it's a suffix. We don't know which way to put the parashas. Are you going to say don't put on tefillin because we don't know which way the parashas go?
Well, that's an excellent point. So we're going to have to see. So, right, excellent point he's making, two of you. He's saying, if you put on Rashi tefillin or Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. But the only question you have to ask of that is what's called suffering. In other words, when do we really view something as a legitimate suffering? When do we say, no, the Iker thing is this, it's not a suffering, this is the halacha, this is the thing. But there is a shita like that, we're choshish for that shita. Is it a true suffering? So Maril Diskin is explaining that the Torah only told you to do mitzvahs if it's the Chavis Das Shita is that if you're suffering when you do the mitzvah, then you have to do it again because of suffering the Raisa L'chumra is a din the Raisa, because when the Torah spoke about mitzvahs, it means vaday mitzvah. But maybe if afterwards you're not, it's still going to be a suffix, then not.
Yeah, but Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, you know you're Yotze, you just don't know which one you were Yotze with. But you know you were Yotze, you do accomplish something.
So you wear all the sheets of Tefillas.
I mean, no. Once you've worn Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, you're not Masupik with
Yotze. The only question is, there are other sheets besides Rashi and.
Oh, all right.
It wouldn't matter.
That was the Gros Taimon. The Gros didn't agree about putting it both on. Because if he said, you're going to make me put on all the tefillin than the standard, then there's so many other sfeikas that have to be.
It's not even that. It's if the Mariel Diskin holds that the Torah doesn't want you to put on something besuffic, there's so many things we do, you know, where there's a suffic in it, and it's machlokas, and then you could say once it's machlokas, there might be a suffic as to which one is which. And we never say, you know, that the Torah says don't do it because we're not badai. I mean, it would seem pretty strange to say that the only reason not to wear tchilas is because of this concern. We don't have to do it anywhere else.
This is one concern of not whether you should do it or whether there's an Indian to do it, because maybe. In other words, you have to realize not everything is a real, genuine suffering, like Rabbi Parnes once pointed out. So Mariel Disk is saying that the din of the Chavis Das, that you have a suffering, if you have a real suffering, and now you're going to you're going to do it, and now the suffix is gone. So if the Torah told me to do a asin averis only if it's a suffix, if it's a vaday averis, according to the Rambam. It's a suffix of it. And the same thing, the Torah told me to do a mitzvah, the chiv, whether it's a chiv or not. Is there a chiv? In other words, what he's dealing with now, is there a chiv to put on, to do a mitzvah, that even after I'm going to do the mitzvah, I'm still going to be besuffered. Is there a chiv or not? That's the question. Is there a chiv or not? So Mario Biskin says he doesn't think it's a chiv. He doesn't think that, in other words, you could employ the concept of suffering the raisa l'chumra in such a situation, because he doesn't think it's a chiv, because even after you do it, you see, by benching, I'm not sure whether I benched or not, right? So I ate kidei sviya. I'm not sure whether I benched or not. So now I'm going to bench another time. So then the Chavos Das would say there's a chiv for you to bench another time. Because now, once you bench another time, now for sure you've taken care of it. So there's a chiv to do so. We're not saying the iser to do it. In other words, but there's an iser to wear Rashi and Rabbi Tam. I'm not saying that, but is there a chiv to do it?
So, but the thing with the Maril Diskin says, the idea of the Maril Diskin is that if I can do all available opinions, then at the end of the day, I know I'll for sure be Yotze. So if I wear, if I wear all possibilities of tzitzis or all possibilities of tefillin, at the end of the day, I know I'll be Yotze because I did every single possibility. That could be 1,000 possibilities. Let's say I spent
right, that's, why the building on goal, that's why the builder said he's not going to put on the Vein of Tom, because if you're going to make me put on, if you say I have to do it, then
I did everything.
So many other permutations and after a while, it's impossible.
Right, but according to my real discipline, I would have a chiv in such a situation because I have the ability to do every single permutation. I could do every permutation of tefillin. I could do every permutation of tzitzis. I know for a fact that once I've done all the permutations, I will be yotzei. It might take me a whole day to do it, but I can be yotzei. And if that's the case, why is there no chiyuv d'oraisa to do it?
So, because
benching is easy. There's only two options: do bench.
So it's mistaber that the Torah is not going to make you do something that's a crazy. That every day you should have 64 different pairs of tefillin.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that the Maril Diskin's logic doesn't fully add up if he wants to say it with benching and he doesn't want to say it with tefillin. I'm saying that it seems very difficult. That
it's hard to believe that you can hear the Torah says to do something. Okay, you're not sure whether you bench or not. Okay, so bench again. I'm not sure what's the proper tefillin, so I should put in every permutation. That's the Torah wants. It's hard to believe that.
Maybe. I mean, we don't paskin that, but I would have a hard time saying that a chiyuv d'oraisa only comes if I know for a fact that I can be yotzei, because that, you know, applies to more than just tzitzis.
So let's see. Let's see more. Now we know there's a famous Gemara. Let's take a look at this one on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. We find the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Who's here? Who's out to help me? We find the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah about the
11.
Where's the Laman Aleph in Rosh Hashanah? I don't know if it's here. Is it in this pocket that I put in this packet? Okay, the famous Gemara, I don't see it right in the packet right here now. The famous Gemara is if you have two cities, right? And one city, if you go, you'll hear the shofar, but you won't necessarily hear there's no one there who's going to be able to say the Shmoneh Esrei for you. They didn't have the printed Sidur. but there'll be a shofar blower. And the other place, there won't be a shofar blower. There'll be a guy who could read the Shmoneh Esrei for you. So which do you go through? The Gemara says, so you go to the one, he had a shofar. The Gemara says, isn't that Pasha? Shofar is the Raisa, and the other thing is only the Rabbanan. So the Gemara said, no. Even if it's a case where it's a suffix whether you're going to hear the shofar, and the other place you'll rather hear the brachas, better to do the suffix shofar than the Vaday brachas. So if you, oh, so that's what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. Better to go to the shofar, the city that's going to have the shofar, even though it's only going to be a suffix that there's going to be a shofar there. If you go to city A, you'll get a sure there'll be a suffix. You go to city B, your vade will get someone to read the Shmoneh Esrei for you. Which one do you go to? So the Gemara says you go to the suffix the Raisa more than the vade the Ramon. So he says, Ufize Runi, the lo yechiv hatora leilach amokum shei suffix in mikai mitzvah hatora. The lo shayach han suffix the raisal formula. We have never they came the whole different disk in Gamchi tiny shire has something of a can in the gill of welcome as much a dying ishmat kias the yes of other you they hear for. In other words, he's saying according if your Shule is right, then if it's a question, so why do you go to the Suffolk chauffeur? With the Suffolk chauffeur, it's going to be a Suffolk. So what are you gaining? If you're saying we don't say to do a Suffolk derisive, if so he says, no, that's not a problem. Because the words of Yeshua Lane is that you're going to, even if you do it, you're going to be Nisher B'Suffolk. But if you get to the place where it has the chauffeur, then you're going to be Yosef. So that Gemara for is not a problem with Rav Shulayim, because that Gemara is just saying if the Suffolk D'Oraisa is more than the Vadei D'Rabbanan, but if you get there and you'll be able to poshate the Suffolk, you'll be able to do it, then it won't be a Suffolk. Then he says, the Arunibi Mishnah Brura, Shemishul Anata Lulav Ad Beina Shmashas. Say you didn't take Lulav until Beina Shmashas of Yontav Rishon. In other words, it's the first day of Yontav is ending very shortly. And you still didn't take lulav yet. There's a minute left to Shkia, and you didn't take lulav yet. And now it's Shkia time. And you still didn't take lulav. So now, should you take it and announce Beinah Shmashas? So lulav has to be by yom. So what do we tell a person when he didn't take shofar, when he didn't take lulav the whole first day? He didn't have it, he didn't get it, but for whatever reason, he didn't take lulav, and now it's bein hashmashos. Is he mechuyif to take lulav mitzad what? Safek d'oraisa l'chumra. So the Mishnah Berurah says yes, because it's something that rises to the chumrah. All right, Sham Gam, lo yitol yishar, Gam yitol yishar b'safik. So this Mishnah Berurah is against Rav Yeshua Lein. Because Rabbi Yeshua Lein says that you only have to do a suffix when, if after you do it, you won't be besuffic anymore. But here, you'll still be besuffic.
Yom, defining yom as sunrise to sunset is a chumrah. Midaraisa, you know, it's amud hashachar, and we don't do it. But also by shkia, right after shkia is not necessarily daraisa, not yom. I don't know. It's really a suffix. I think it's just a gzera rabbanan. Do it before sunset.
No, and it's a real suffix daraisa. Bein hashmashos is a suffix daraisa. There was a thing he said. Right. In other words, once you have bein hashmashos, whatever sheep you hold is bein hashmashos. So now it's bein hashmashos. It's suffix yom, suffix laila. Midaraisa. It's a real suffix. So if you didn't take lulav yet, and now it's bein hashmashos according to whatever shita you follow, then with oira, to say you have to take it would be against the maril disney. So what he's pointing out is that this Mishnah Brura that says that you have to take it, which is a suffering veraisa, would be against the maril disney. Because according to the maril disney, even if you take it, You're still at a stage of suffering daraisa, even if you do take it, because it's bein hashmashos. So by the fact that the Mishnah Brura says you should still take it, seems to indicate that the Mishnah Brura would not agree with the Mariel Disco. That's what he's saying, which I think is a valid point. I think it's a valid point. Okay, so what did we see today so far? We saw that the Gemara has simanim with the chilazim. And maybe in a future packet, somebody made a chart of all the different shitas of chilazim. You know, of Herzog and Murex and Radziner, and how many of the simanim each shita will fulfill. You know, someone wrote a thing. I'll put it Bez Hashem in the packet one of these days, so you'll see that. So Chayra, I don't know if anyone gets 100%. You know, of the simanim. Some are more than others of the simanim. Like, which one is Gufo Domeliam? It's Ola Echol L'Shirim Shana. It's not so simple. So that's the question here. What would we tell a person? Would we tell a person to go ahead and put on, again, we said, it's not only will we tell a person, whether we will mandate a person to do that. That's the question. Will we mandate a person to put on this, you know, question of the schilos based on something that I saw from? So that's what the Maral Diskin says, that we can never mandate somebody to do a suffix daraisa lefumra if even after he does it, he's still going to be at the stage of a suffix. He doesn't think he's a chiyuv. If you want, he's not saying it's usher, but he's saying he doesn't think it's a chiyuv. The one who argues with that seemingly is the Mishnah Brura. Because the Mishnah Brura says, if you didn't take lulav, well, you didn't blow shofar, and it's bein hashmashos now, so do it. Because even though it's going to be a suffix.
I remember many years ago, a certain prominent Rav, his wife was giving birth on Rosh Hashanah, and he came to me, Ben Hashmashos, and said he hasn't heard shofar because he was with his wife all day. And I blew shofar from Ben Hashmashos.
Yeah?
Yeah, certain problem.
Again, his wife was giving birth.
Yeah, and he was with.
He was in the hospital with her the whole
his life, and then he got he
had banished Russians, and then he comes to you.
Says blow shofar for me, and I did. Banished Russians.
Okay, wow, that's a good thing. Wow. Mm-hmm. Right. So the question was, what you did to him was not a chiyuv, or was that just a hidden ba'al? But still, you facilitated a suffering mitzvah.
It made a lot of nachas ruach for him, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'm sure he made a lot of nachas ruach for him. Yeah, it's not such a common occurrence. That was probably the only time in your life, so far that you had such a scenario.
Well, I once laid Megillah on a Friday Purim. I once laid Megillah between candle lighting and Shkia.
Really?
Somebody who had missed it. Yeah.
Wow. You.
Rather fast job, but I, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
But that was the course here, yeah.
That's great. Wow, I'm very impressed. Okay, so we're going to stop now. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with this packet, but it's a fascinating discussion here of how far do we go with the Sofik D'oraisa L'Chumra, and according to the Chavos Das, by mitzvahs, Sofik D'oraisa L'Chumra to do the mitzvah, and how far do we go with this. And do we say that even after you're going to do it, you're still going to be at the same place where you were originally? What's the story?
Well, also, it might make a difference, if it's a suffix in halacha or a suffix in mitzvahs.
Right. That's a good point. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow is Tuesday at 11 o'clock. Be'ez Hashem will continue the Siyata Dishmoneh. All should have a good day.
Well.